Thousands attend funeral of Israeli soldier murdered in terrorist attack. By Breitbart Jerusalem on August 9, 2019. Jerusalem, AP, hundreds of people attended Thursday's funeral of an 18-year-old Israeli soldier who was found dead hours earlier with stab wounds near Jewish settlement in the West Bank. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denounced the killing as a terror attack and vowed the killers would be brought to justice. Israeli troops raided a nearby Palestinian village and the military said it was sending reinforcements to the West Bank. The killing threatened to inflame tensions between Israelis and Palestinians just over a month before Israel's parliament elections. In response to the incident, Netanyahu's nationalist allies called for further West Bank settlement construction and a heavy-handed response. The soldier was identified as 18-year-old Devir Sork, from the West Bank settlement of Afra, north of Jerusalem. He was a student at a pre-military Jewish seminary in the Gush Etzion settlement block, south of Jerusalem. His body was found on the side of a road near the seminary. Army spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Konarikas said the soldier was neither armed nor in uniform when his body was found. He said the military was investigating the circumstances of his death and searching for suspects. As part of the searches, a column of Israeli jeeps entered the nearby Palestinian village of Beit Vahar, a kilometer south of where the body was found. Soldiers blocked the road and searched homes. The military said it was calling up more troops to the West Bank in response to the incident. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Islamic militant group Hamas issued a statement praising the killing of the soldier. "We salute the hero fighters, sons of our people, who carried out the heroic operation which killed a soldier of the occupation army," Hamas said in a statement. The Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad also hailed the killing as heroic and bold. President Donald Trump's Mideast negotiator, Jason Greenblatt, attacked Hamas statements, writing on his Twitter account that the militant group chooses death and destruction over taking care of people they claim to lead. Rabbi Shlomo Wilk, head of Sork's yeshiva, told Israel Radio that the student had gone to Jerusalem to buy presents for the school's faculty. Wilk said Sork had called a friend and said he would return on time. "When he was late, we started to worry," Wilk said. "Fairly quickly we understood that something wasn't right and we got the police involved." Sork's father, Yoav, is the editor of a Hebrew-language Jewish history magazine and the Shiloach Journal of For Policy and Thought. Netanyahu visited the scene of the attack Thursday evening. Earlier, the prime minister said in a statement that security forces were in pursuit now in order to capture the despicable terrorist and bring him to account. Speaking at the inauguration of new settlement homes in Beit El, north of Jerusalem, Netanyahu said Israel will reach those who seek to harm us, we will strengthen our roots in our homeland. President Reuven Rivlin offered his condolences and said the security forces were pursuing the murderers and will not rest until we find them. "Our prayers this morning are with the family of the murdered soldier and our hearts grieve for the life cut short," Rivlin said. "We fight terrorism without compromise to ensure the security of our people." Yuli Edelstein, the Speaker of Israel's parliament and a prominent figure in Netanyahu's Likud party, responded to the attack on Israeli public radio Thursday saying we should move in the direction of exercising sovereignty over our settlements. "To make it clear that terrorism will not drive us away," he said.